Hello, hello, and welcome to the Your Best Being podcast. I'm your host, Andrea Kelly, yourbestbeing.com. I want to touch on what makes a life worth living. This is a question I like to revisit as it does change for many of us throughout the different stages of our lives. However, I do feel that it does come down to some key components. And perhaps if you're in a space where you're just kind of stuck or you're feeling like, my life's just not at 100 plus, maybe these points can help to inspire you to either make some changes or introduce elements into your life that will make your life worth living a little bit more. So let's just jump into it. Creation. I personally get a lot of fulfillment from the creation of writing my blog. I just love to create. I'm really into interior design, space creation. I like to create new business ideas, taking them from just an idea onto paper, seeing if they're viable. I just love to create, and creation comes in all forms, expressing creativity through art, dance, an idea turned into a reality of any sort. So ask yourself, do you have this in your life? And when is the last time you felt creative? When is the last time you felt that you worked on something that made you feel inspired, made you feel creative? Second point is connection. Do you feel authentic connection within your current relationships? What's the level of depth that you have in your relationships? Is it surface relationships? Can you speak to your friends or family about things that matter to you? Can you feel honest with your opinion and not feel bad about it? Connection is important. And it's not just having people around you, but having something much deeper come with it, having a true connection. And you know what? I also feel very connected to my little dog, Chewy. So a connection with animals. I know a lot of people have a deep resonant connection with animals. And there's a lot of things that get said in the unspoken. So I just want to point that out. And contribution. In what ways are you able to contribute to others, to the community? Feeling a sense of giving back to this beautiful world that we live in. And growth and self-development. This is a huge one for me. To constantly be learning and growing and to have an understanding of your dreams and desires as well as goals and hopes to work towards. So mindset and gratitude can be put in this category. Just anything to encourage you to move forward as an individual. It always feels so good to achieve goals. So setting goals, even small goals, and achieving them really makes a person feel like their life is worth living because they're always obtaining something. It doesn't necessarily need to be a monetary objective. Maybe a goal is to do 15 push-ups every morning. They can be little goals. And this final point, feeling a sense of freedom. So fun, enjoyment, and play. Yes, this one is so important to say yes to that vacation because all work and no play is no fun. I'm not saying don't work hard, but I'm just saying make space for fun and enjoyment and play. To feel a sense of freedom is so important. Reward yourself. Find that happiness and joy in your life. And I have a question for all of you. Is there anything I've missed? What makes a life worth living for you? I just went over some points that I feel are important for me, but I know I could have missed something. So please let me know what makes a life worth living and have a beautiful day. I will see you in the next podcast and I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.